It has been a decade now since I've been down on the Kenai River talking to Cindy and Mark Glassmaker and watching these elementary school kids learning about the river as they picked up trash. And over the last decade, tons of trash has been picked up. I'm talking with Shannon Martin over at Kenai River Sport Fishing Association because they've picked up and have grown this event, and it's coming up again. Shannon, tell me when.
So it's coming up next Wednesday, May 14th.
Okay, on May 14th, how many kids are going to be out there on the river?
Oh my gosh, we're going to have about 500 students.
My goodness, that's different than when it started 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's really grown in participation.
Now, do you have any data on, over the last 10 years, how much trash has been collected out of the river?
And these kids of ours in our community, they have been go-getters. They've got 19,000 pounds removed from the Kenai River.
Wow. Now, it's not only a great achievement to get that trash out of the river for habitat restoration, et cetera, but those kids that picked up the trash now understand how to take care of the river when they're out there fishing or have lines, and that you don't throw things into the river.
Yeah, it instills a sense of stewardship for, you know, this is their backyard, this is their playground. And so by having them come to the public access sites along the Kenai, they're able to help take care of it, help take care of the river.
Now, ever since Senator Ted Stevens and Bob Penny started the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, it's been your goal to bring about this type of awareness, not only to raise money to do habitat restoration, but now involved with youth and getting the next generation to understand that they are going to be the next ones we're going to pass the mantle to take care of the river, to keep it going into perpetuity.
Yeah, education is one of our primary goals through the association. We want to make sure that these kids understand, you know, where our baby salmon live.
Now, how many kids did you say are going to participate?
Over 500.
Over 500. Okay, now here's where I'm thinking is that is a huge thing to organize and to participate with. And tell me how that and how Krista has gotten involved in order to grow this event.
Well, it's more than just Krista. Like you mentioned before, Cindy and Mark Glassmaker, they started the event. They reached out to us. We also have volunteers from the Kenai River Professional Guide Association as well. We partner with City of Soldotna and also the Refuge as well.
Okay, and I'm thinking, because when I've been out there, these kids always have the proper gear. We don't just take kids and turn them loose on the river because the tides are low. They have PFDs, not a check in the mail, but a personal flotation device that fits them. And each one is fitted there before they go out and start collecting the trash.
Oh, yeah. We make sure that when the kids are by the water, they're well protected with life preservers. We also outfit them with rubber gloves and a sharps container with the teachers and trash bags as well.
Now, the other thing that's going through my mind now are the costs for outfitting all of these kids so that they can be safe. And then, of course, the chaperoneship that is there in partnership with the school district.
Oh, yeah. So we have 7 locations that we're cleaning along the Kenai River. And, you know, with the 500 students that are coming, we have kids from Sterling Elementary. We have kids from Kaleidoscope. We've got kids from Mountain View in Kenai. And then, of course, several schools and homeschool connections as well here in Soldotna. So there are some costs involved with getting all the transportation put together and getting all the equipment together, but it's a good thing to do for our river.
Well, it is. But what about some of your sponsors that support CRISA?
They're great. We're really fortunate to have Yamaha as one of our sponsors, ConocoPhillips, and Alaska Airlines as well.
Fantastic. Okay. Tell us the time, and is it still too late? Does this all happen through the schools? If there's some person, a homeschooler maybe, who would like to participate, how they would get involved?
Yeah, so we put a call out through the school district. We have the teachers sign up their classrooms. So if you'd still like to get involved, there might be some locations we haven't talked about yet. If you could call our office, 262-8588.
Okay, and I'm going to be there with my camera, and we will be posting all those great photos of the kids picking up trash at RadioKenai.com. It's the Kenai River Spring Cleanup Time. Thanks to the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association for doing all of that hard work of organizing and then chaperoning and being sure that all the kids are safe, first and foremost. Right, Shannon?
Oh, yeah. Safety first.
Meryl Sikorski returning you to that safety-bound Clean Up the River sound of KSRM.